Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you be
Welcome to the Contending for the Faith broadcast, and yes, we are the Ready Church YouTube. Today, we will be talking about how people have forsaken the living water for dirty wells. Yes, people have forsaken the living word of God for the dirty wells. Lord, help the church today. First, I would like to thank Ayudando La Gente for a channel from YouTube for filling in for me for 2 weeks. He did a fantastic job with the information that he shared about gospel music and gospel singers. I will have him back again very, very soon. We really appreciate him for serving in my stay. So, today we will be talking about, like I said, people have forsaken the living water. The living water, the word of God, for filthy, dirty, diseased wells. Forsaken the word of God for money, fame, and what they call success for in this world today. Getting trophies and putting them on their mantle instead of getting the mantle of the Holy Spirit in their lives to minister to the lost and dying world out there. And I know the word of God says in Luke 4:18 that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed us to what? Preach the gospel. The gospel is the good news. That's the job, not to preach about prosperity, but to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ so that souls can be saved and set free in this last hour. Oh, yes, Jesus is coming, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is coming back. I know people are living every day as if he's not coming. I know they just act like Jesus is not coming, but he's on his way back. Ready or not, Jesus is coming, and a soon coming king is coming. He said, told us to preach the gospel, not preach prosperity, because as you obey the word of God and do what he says do, we will prosper anyway. Ain't that right? But I tell you, look like the pastors and preachers have lost their mission and their focus, which is supposed to be about soul winning, winning the loss at any cost. You know, that's what it's supposed to be all about, preaching the gospel of truth in this last hour. And, you know, and prosperity, what good is prosperity, with bad health? You want good health. So, you know, if you get into the word of God, it will bring health to your dying sick soul today. You know, he told us to preach to the poor. You know, he sent them to heal the broken heart. And there are a lot of brokenhearted people out here in the world today. I see and hear the stories every day. You know, he told us to preach deliverance to the captive. There are people that are yoked up, tied up, and tangled up. I know you know some. You can look around every day. You got people that's on drugs and, you know, being sexually abused and porn. And I mean, just all into so much stuff. But the word of God told us to preach deliverance to the captive. So if you are captive today by the hands of the enemy, God's word will set you free. And he said, and the recovering the sight to the blind. So if you are blind, it's not just talking about physically, but there are a lot of mental disturbed people out here in the world today. You know, I just heard the story yesterday where there was a young man where he had raped his mother, and then after he raped his mother, he killed her. I mean, so there is so much out here to be done that the ministers of God are supposed to be doing, because there are a lot of mental disturbed people out here. You know, this young man had to be mentally disturbed and be demon-possessed to do such a thing. Also, there was another young man that he killed his mother because she was trying to keep him out of the game. Come on, church. We got so much to do. And also the word of God said, and to set liberty to those that are abused. I mean, we can't keep banding up and bandaging up, you know, wounds and everything. And then you pull the cup, you pull the back, the bandage, and the sore is still there. We can't cover up stuff and bandage it up. But we know that the word of God will bring healing, and it's all in the name of Jesus. And he said, preach to the acceptable year of the Lord. And that's what we're doing here at the Ready Church. As I said, we want to talk today about how ministers have forsaken the fountain of living water to drink from these filthy Christians. You know, but I'm telling you, Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 13, let's go there for a moment. It says, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the what? The fountain of living water. Look at the church today. They have forsaken the fountain of living water. There is life in the word of God. He wants us to drink. Come and drink from the fountain that will never run dry. I tell you, sometimes you know you may not pay your water bill and your water might get cut off, but one thing for sure, this is water that you won't have to worry about, is that living water that will never run dry. And if you don't pay your bill, it will still be there. Ain't that right? So, and in the verse 14, Jeremiah said, is Israel a servant? So Jeremiah was saying right here, he said, are these people of God, are they going back to slavery? Look around. It looks like the church is all yoked up, tied up, and Jesus has set us free. You say to yourself, can it be possible that God's chosen people have actually just turned away and forsaken the fresh fountain of living water for what we're seeing today? Lord, help the church. I tell you, I've never seen such a thing, things that I'm seeing today since I've been saved for over 30-some years. I've never seen and heard such stuff that you see and hear today. And I tell you that Jesus is on his way back. I know the enemy is a deceiver, and he's tricking people to make them think that Jesus is not coming back. You know, people getting impatient just like they did with Moses. But I'm telling you, they said, yeah, Moses brought us out here for us to die. Well, I'm telling you, Jesus have delivered your soul not to go back into sin, not to be, you know, yoked up and tied up again. You know, but it looks like the church today is sipping muddy waters from a polluted disease well. But it don't have to be you today. You know, the word of God said it, that that Jesus went to the woman at the well and he offered her, you know, that everlasting living water that would satisfy her thirst forever. But just like she rejected, you know, to drink, you know, from the fountain of truth, that's the way the body of Christ is doing today. They are rejecting clean, fresh water for dirty, muddy water, and that don't have to be you today. I mean, who in the world would pass a pure, clean water to stoop down and drink some dirty water? You know, we had a young man that came to our church about 2 years ago, maybe a year ago, and he was ministering, and all of a sudden the man said, you know, you need to leave it in the mud. No, I tell you today, no, don't leave it in the mud, but put it under the blood. blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. It will cleanse you and it will make you whole on today. I tell you, Jesus is coming and he's soon to come. And we have to cry out and stand up and lift up your voice like a trumpet, because the King of Kings is soon to come. So I'm telling you, he told us to warn them. Warn the people. That's what the leaders and preachers and pastors supposed to be doing, is warning the people that sin will take you to hell. And I know that people saying there is no hell and there is no heaven there. I mean, it's just so much stuff that has changed. But one for sure, we know that God's word remains the same. He said, I'm still the same today, yesterday, and forever. That's a sure foundation right there of that true and living water on today. You know, people are drinking from filthiness, and they're drinking filthiness from the TV and from the radio and from the computers and cell phones. These are gates, your eye gates and your ear gates and nose gates and mouth gates. Everywhere that you got a hole, there is a gate for some sin to come in. But you don't have to let it in tonight. You can drink from the pure fountain, that living water, which is Christ Jesus. It's in him alone. You know, it seems today that it's not enough for people today to drink from the fountain of living water. It seems that they want entertainment, and they, you know, everything is instead of the word of God. And the word of God said that everything is going down, but the word of God. That's one thing for sure. He is a sure foundation on today. And in that same chapter of Jeremiah in verse 19, it said, thy own wickedness shall correct thee. You know when you're doing right, and you know when you're doing wrong. Your own conviction, your own, you know, God will deal with your heart. But your own wickedness shall correct thee, and let you know that this is not right. That we know that we're supposed to stand on truth. We know that the word of God said, who has bewitched you? In other words, he was telling us that there was going to be a seducer that was going to come and try to bewitch you and turn you away from the things of God, turn your mind away from truth, just like he did Adam and Eve in the garden. That same devil that was in the garden, that same devil was cast out on the earth. And that's where we live at, on the earth. So we need to watch and to pray and to stay alert, because, like I said, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is on his way back, and you want to be ready when he comes. That's why the Ready Church are here, to try to help you to be ready when Jesus comes. Oh, yes, he's coming. He is coming soon, and very soon he is coming, because we see all the signs all around about us. And in that latter part of that verse, it said, and they backslid shall reprove them. It shall correct you. It shall correct you. You know, sometimes people think they just backslide all at once, but a lot of times you just backslide easy. You know, you start compromising. Oh, this won't hurt. Oh, I'll just do this. And, oh, you know, oh, ease up, lighten up. You know, it ain't as bad as, you know, people making it seem. Oh, we can enjoy and have fun and everything. Yeah, clean fun, righteousness. You know, you don't have to go back to what you call oldies but goodies. No, the best thing and the goodest thing that could ever happen to you is to let Jesus Christ in your life on today. And it said, and know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitterness that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God. You know, people got so many reasons and so many excuses for why they say they're turning their back on the Lord. Oh, a loved one died. And, you know, we all know that, you know, we have to leave here because of sin, because of the sin that entered in through Adam and Eve. You know, one thing for sure is a fact, you was born, there's a fact, you're going to die, and you can't change that. And these pastors can't change it either. They're collecting all this money, and they're trying to tell you this is how you can, you know, be just as famous and popular as they are. But one thing for sure, There's no one higher than Jesus. He is Lord of lords and kings of kings. And he said, if he be lifted up, he will draw men unto himself. And I thank God for knowing that today. And it said in that verse, it said, and that my fear is not in thee. Look around. No one has the fear of God no more. They're not reverencing Jesus Christ at all. You know, it's all about me. It's all about where I want to go and all what I want to do and who I want to include in my life, you know. But no. It's all about what Jesus has called and assigned our hands to do. I was looking at Paula White on YouTube the other day, and she had on these skin tight pants. They were so tight she couldn't even hardly move, and was up there ministering to people. I said, Lord have mercy. If you would look back years ago and then look to where people are today, we see where the enemy came in and he tricked you, and he had your mind twist your thoughts, and now what people was wrong, I mean, right is now wrong, and what they think is wrong is now wrong. But you better run for your life like never before. And another thing that people always holler, don't judge. Don't judge. That is the enemy trying to deceive you. You judge every day. What is judging? Judging is just making decisions. And I know we all make decisions each and every day of your life to stop, to go, to yield, to stay, to leave, to turn around. You make decisions every day of your life. Ain't that right? But one thing for sure, we know that Jesus is soon to come. And if you judge yourself, you won't have to be judged of the Lord. And we can judge ourselves by doing what the Word of God tells us to do. And that is to live right, to live holy, to live saved, so that someone else can see Christ in your life before time is too late. Oh, yes, Jesus is a deliverer. He brought us out not to go back in. You need to continue to drink from the fountain of living water on today, and do not drink the disease well, because it's just like cancer. It will eat you away. But we know one thing for sure, Jesus is soon to come, and we want to be ready when he comes. I tell you, you know, in verse 20, I think it's in the latter part of that, say, and when they went upon every high hill and under every green tree that wandereth, playing the harlot. Look around, being betrayed, you know, not doing the right thing, you know, going back to old times, old things, back in the 70s, back in the 60s, back in the 80s, back in the 90s. We're going right back to the parliament. Man is zero. The breath out. Blood out. Men laying on men in the church. Inclusion everywhere in your life. Cussing. Saints. Money coming, but it ain't coming to you. Got ministers ministering were getting pregnant, having babies, don't even have to be saved, and it's okay. Oh, no. We got to do it like the Bible said, and that's the right way. We got to cry louder and spare not and lift up our voices like a trumpet. I don't know about you, but I am a trumpeter today. And John chapter 7 and 37 says, in the latter day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, are you thirsty? Let him come unto me and drink. That's the true living water today. Come and drink from the fountain of life. And that is the Word of God. There is life in the Word of God. He told his disciples, you know, my blood is a drink. Indeed, then we heard Paul, you know, warning, saying, ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the devil, too. You got to make up in your mind, you cannot drink from the devil's cup and the Lord's cup too. You can't eat from the same table. You can't drink from the same table. You got to make up in your mind whom ye will serve today. I see we have a caller at 4. We have a caller. You can call me at 818-691-7304. 818-691-7304. Come on and drink from that living water on today. Paula, are you there?
Hello. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I've been enjoying the word. How
all
people
right.
have forsaken the living water for dirty wells, which is the word of God. I just want to know how people can go back to the things of the world when God has brought us out and he has delivered us for so many things. And it just brings the scriptures. 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things in the world. And if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And I thank God for the word on tonight. That's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And how can we forsake the word of God on tonight? That's all that we have is the word of God. And to go back into Egypt where God has brought us out of for
yes.
dirty water. When I think about my life, Miss Harris, I would not want to go back to crack cocaine on tonight or sexual or fornication or adultery after God has brought me out. Go back to that. It's like the word of God saying a dog returning back to his vomit.
Right.
After God has been so good and so kind to me, and just to think about going back to those things, no, to give up the true and the living God. Like you said earlier, you said you can't drink from the devil's cup. I drank from his cup long ago. Why would I want to go back and pick that cup back up? So you can't
all
drink
right.
two cups, right? You can't drink from
that's
the devil's
right.
cup. And God's cup, too. I know what the devil's cup is full of, and I don't want no more of it.
All right.
So I
all
just
right.
thank God for you being a trumpeter on tonight. Continue to preach the gospel, which is the good news. And I live in a community that's full of people that's addicted to drugs and prostitution. But where are the saints at on tonight? Like you said, they're going after fame and fortune, but I thought it was all about souls on tonight, seeing other people being saved, set free, and delivered. But to look at the church today, you can't find the saints in there telling people about the good news of Jesus Christ. And it's just
yeah.
a sad time. It's really a sad time for the church. And like you said, we need to pray, you know, to stay alert.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. So I thank God that the word does bring help to someone that is a lost, sick soul. I know I was a lost, sick soul. I know it was the word of God that I kept hearing, because the word of God says faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. But if nobody is preaching or teaching the word of God, how people's faith are really going to be built up in the true and the living God?
That's true.
Causing people to go after fame and fortune instead of seeking God, instead of being concerned about their souls. So I just thank God for this broadcast, and you all continue to cry loud and to spare not and lift up your voice like a trumpet, because I know that someone is going to hear and someone's soul is going to be saved, because I know I heard a word and it changed my life forever. And I pray that this word would change someone else's life.
Well, it will. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
so
you
say you live in a drug, you live in a drug infested community. I mean, what
yes.
are you seeing taking place around you?
I mean, I feel sorry for the youth of today, because they have no one even to tell them about the name of Jesus. Some of these kids have never even heard about Jesus. You know, you got teenage pregnancy going on. You got gang violence in the community. You got prostitution, women out here selling their bodies. So it is really just a sad time. And, you know, you don't see no one out there trying to help these people that are lost. And the Bible tells us that hell has enlarged itself. And there are going to be a lot of souls that are lost. You know, and a lot of these ministers out here that are preaching prosperity are going to have a lot of blood on their hands.
That's the truth. That's the truth. I mean, it is very, very sad when you look at where the church was and where they are today. It is so sad. And I just want to make a difference where it counts, you know. But if nobody say anything, you keep your mouth closed, nothing will get done.
You know, you got to stand.
You got to stand, and I've been doing all. You got to continue to stand. You got to stand, even if you have to stand alone. Somebody got to cry out against all this stuff that's taking place in the house of God, and it seems that, you know, everybody just want to be movie stars and actors, and I mean, that's what the world, you know, we've been, you know, we grew up looking at TV and all that stuff, and, you know, and your flesh was, you know, desiring all this stuff. And that's what I believe has happened to a lot of these ministers and stuff. You know, they looked at stuff when they were growing up and that's being offered to them and not following the word of God. You know, where, you know, when Satan came to Jesus and tried to tempt him with these things, he was our perfect example, you know, to show you, to tell the devil, no, it is written, get thee behind me, Satan, you know?
Yes.
So, but no, they didn't say that. They said, bring it on. Where is the money? And, you know, and where is the honey, too? Because a lot of these ministers, you know, sleeping with the people in the congregation and, you know, laying with the young kids, and it's just so much going on. There's so much you can deal with. Even look at Eli and his sons, you know. His sons, you know, they served Belial, you know, and they were, you know, worthless young men, you know. They didn't follow, you know, righteousness. They were doing all kinds of things in the house of God. And, you know, judgment came.
Yes.
You know, and judgment is still going to come. And judgment is going to come because these pastors and everything, now they're just trying to fill their pockets up and with money and, you know, and making people think they're going to be just as rich as them. And I don't know how in the world they can even think that you're going to be as rich as them when you ain't got nobody giving you money like that, you know. And then a lot of them collect their money, and they could be out here, you know, building homes for some of these people that are living up under the bridges and living, you know, sleeping on people's doorsteps and stuff. There's so much that could be, you know, talked about here and so much that could be done, you know, but it seems that everybody running after these conference, mm-hmm. you know, and it's the same people running it, and it's the same people collecting the money, and it's the same people that are making people lose their souls because men and women are lifting up these leaders instead of lifting up the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So it's so much that, you know, that the body of Christ need to do, you know. But I mean, stuff like baby doll conference, just any kind of conference you just want to think off your head. And you got leaders walking around with I call it a dunce hat on. They looking like the Pope, acting like the Pope, and doing, when I say acting like the Pope, they holding up devil signs. It's just so much going on in the house of God, you know. Be not deceived.
Amen.
God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he reap. So, you know, we praying that people will turn back to God before time is too late.
Amen.
That's our prayer, you know, that people will turn back to God before time is too late.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is there anything else you would like to say, dear?
Thank you, God.
Thank you for thinking about telling
people that you can, you know, live a clean life. You can live a holy life, one that is set apart for God. It can be done because there are saints that are still standing on today that have not been bewitched. Like you said earlier, who has bewitched you? Who has changed your mind and turned you away from the truth? So there is still hope in Jesus on today, and there are still saints that are crying out and sparing not on to them that care about people's souls for real. So I just thank God for your broadcast, and may God continue to bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. God, we pray that we will make a difference in people's lives, God, for you are soon to come. We see the signs of judgment all around about us, oh God, and we pray in the name of Jesus that you'll touch hearts and that you will change minds like only you can do. And we just thank you, God, that you are the Lord, thy God, that healeth thee. We speak to every sick body on today in the name of Jesus that will grab hold to faith and believe your word that you are the healer on today, that you will heal their bodies and that you will save their souls. And we just thank you on today. We pray for our youth all over our country tonight, God. We pray for them in a special way. We pray that your angels would encamp around about them, and most of all that you would save, set free, and deliver souls, because to you be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And we know that the devil is defeated, God is exalted, and no matter what's going on, Jesus is still Lord. God bless you. Ready, God Church. Please.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah. Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's all right, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side. I'm still saying, man, go through pain and tears.